Good Sunday morning, friends. Welcome to Sunday Morning Praise, exclusively on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, syndicated on iHeartRadio. I am your Christian on-air personality, CA on iHeartRadio. Thank you again so much for listening. I want to give you my email and prayer line request line. They're always open. Our email address is morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. And my 1-800 number, if you have any prayer requests, questions, comments, suggestions, feel free, give me a call, 1-800-978-9735. Again, 1-800-978-9735. You can call or text 24 hours, 7 days a week. Tell your friends about us, to like us on Facebook, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button for free. We greatly appreciate it. Well, it's a Sunday morning, drinking our coffee, swigging it up, maybe doing exercises, getting ready to maybe probably most likely watch your churches online, or maybe you're at a church where it's open and you're social distance and you have to sit at a certain proximity. Either way, I hope you get blessed this morning. I'm going to bless you with a couple of devotions. My first one today is entitled, Simply Trust. If you go to the book of Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5, Scripture reminds us, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. You know, there will always be secrets and motives of God's that lie beyond our grasp. But God knows everything. We do not. Only in heaven will we understand that God's ways are more fully. As Paul said, now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known. Find that in the good book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 12. But based upon what we do know about God's character is that he demonstrated supremely in the cross, we can trust that God is doing what is best for us. In fact, God says in his words, for I know the plans that I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and future. Find that in the good book of Jeremiah, chapter 29 and verse 11. As Quarantine Boom once explained, picture of a piece of embroidery placed between you and God. With the right side up toward God, man sees the loose fray ends, but God sees the pattern. You see, God is in control. Whatever comes in your lives, we are confidentially say, we know that all things come together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Find that in the good book of Romans, chapter 8 and verse 28. And you know what? There's not a better song for that than Twyla Paris, Oldie But Goodie. Yeah, you got it. God is in control on Sunday. Mourn, praise. On the iHeartRadio Network.
And DJ.
Amen. Heaven song, that is Rachel Zelow, my friend Rachel Zelow, over on the East Coast. Her and her lovely husband, U.S. Marine Jordan, who happened to have a U.S. Marine, two of them, my dad, who was a U.S. Marine, and my oldest son, U.S. Marine Cody. So we thank them for their service and all of our personnel, our military personnel. And thank you also to the USO Radio Network for broadcasting our podcast show on Sunday Morning Praise this morning. We're always praying for our troops. Well, before I get ready to play this next song, in life, don't we always seem to feel like sometimes, every once in a while, because we're just normal human beings, right, that we're under a juniper tree. And we're like, Lord, I just want to get out of the juniper tree, and I just want something amazing to happen in my life. Whether it be maybe a job loss that you have gone through due to COVID-19, or maybe it's a relationship that had broke off and you're looking for love in the right places and you're wanting God just to take full control, or friendship, or looking for a church, or whatever it may be. But God's saying, hold on one second, continue to pray, because as Danny Gottlieb reminds us, you're going to make a comeback, and you're going to make it right now on Sunday Morning Praise on the iHeart Radio Network.
Yeah. real estate business card were the words, "What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul?" I can't say I knew what it meant back then, y'all, but I sure do now. But Father God, I am clay in your hands. I want to stay that way through all life's demands, because they chip and they nag and they pull at me, and every little thing I make up my mind to be. Like, I'm going to be a daddy who's in the mix, and I'm going to be a husband who stays legit, and I pray that I'm an artist who rises above. The road that is wide and filled with self, everything that I see draws me, though it's only in you that I can truly see that it's a feast for the eyes and no glow to purpose, and I'm a little kid in a three-ring circus. I don't want to gain the whole world and lose my soul. No, I don't want to gain. Let me hear those people say, I don't want to gain the whole world and lose my soul. No, I don't want to gain. Let me just say, hey, real, let me hear. The paparazzi flash, they think that it's you, but they don't know that who you are is not what you do. True, we get it twisted when we think at the top, but yo, before you part from the start, where's your heart? You a pimp, a hustler? Tell me what your title. America got no more stars, now we call it idol. You sit idle as we teach prosperity. The first thing to prosper should be inside of me. Not because the 22's on the range, but Christ came in range. We say yes, now we change it. Not the same, even though I had a call. Since I made that call, no more song, no more call, yeah.
Amen. I don't want to gain the whole world and lose my soul. That's a great song by my friend T-Mac, Toby Mac, and friends. Well, today I've got another devotion that you guys are going to love, and it's called A Home in Heaven. In the book of Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 34, Scripture reminds us you yourselves had in heaven a better and lasting possession. You know, Paul once wrote, "If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are able to pity more than all men. You know, you can find that in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 19. If there is no life after death, no heaven, no promise of a better world, then life is empty and hopeless and without meaning or purpose. But this life is not at all. Ahead is heaven. And someday we shall always be with the Lord. Every day he's in our hearts, he's with us right now. But in glory land, he is face to face. Our Heavenly Father, our Creator, is going to be with us all the time. And we're going to be praising and worshiping and doing his will, enjoying life. Find this also in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 17, friends. Someday we will go to a home where all the happiness and joy and peace have barren our lives. What would it be if we didn't have this hope? In other words, also in addition to that, there's going to be no pain, like it is down here. No pain, no suffering, no glasses, no arthritis issues, no back problems, no neck problems. You know, we're going to just have a great life. Knowing heaven is real makes a difference in this world that the way we live, right? And for one thing, we don't become attached to the things of this world. We will say, like we do with Paul, I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. Find that in the good book of Philippians, chapter 4 and verse 11. But heaven should also give us burden for those who do not have this hope. In fact, every day you meet people who do not know Christ. And let me ask you this, would you tell them about Jesus Christ, the importance of that? It's very important. Well, there's a lot of people that I know that are up there right now with our Heavenly Father. And there's people that you know that are up there, loved ones and friends and family, that's up there in heaven right now with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There's a song I want you to listen to. It's called Home Free. Makes a lot of sense. Wayne Watson, back in the 80s, sung this song. Enjoy on Sunday Morning Praise. Good morning.
Okay. We all need a savior, but we're running out. Jesus' name, that somebody to whom you've spoken today will respond even in these next few critical moments in their life. They may hear the alarm signals going off in their heart. Do it now. Confess Christ now. Repent now. Do not wait and say, yes, I'm receiving Christ as my Savior.
Amen. Sunday Drive, 11:59 exclusively on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, syndicated on iHeartRadio, Sunday Morning Praise. Thank you, friends, for saddling up and listening to me here this morning. A beautiful, it's going to be a hot, crispy morning and day here in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas at Faith Studio One. But I thank you for being attentive and listening to my podcast show today. And tell your friends about us real quickly before we lead off in prayer. I want to remind you, in August, starting in August, I'm going to be teaching on the book of Revelations, along with Bible prophecy. You're not going to want to miss it. There's so many things happening in the world. I have literally, everywhere I go, I've had people that know me that have stopped me and asked me, hey, what do you think? And, you know, I'm not God, but I can give you what biblically it says, and biblically teachings, and biblically the best answer I could give you, at least from the human sense point of view. So you don't want to miss that. These are timeless messages that I have, and that's starting in August 1st. Tell your friends, tell your family, and you can also share my podcast anytime. And also, if you are on iHeartRadio, follow me on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Apple Podcasting. You can do Google Play, but if there's also a new one, a new app for all you Androids out there that have Android phones. It's called Google Podcasts. Download the app, search me up, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Follow me. I'm on TuneIn Radio too. I'm everywhere. Search me up. Again, it's very important we all get together, unite in prayer, learn about the book of Revelations. That's coming up August the 1st. You don't want to miss it, and I'll remind you as it gets closer. Now, today, stay hydrated, stay cool, okay? Keep a 6-foot distance, wear your mask. Can't stress enough because this crazy invisible virus. But know this, that God loves you. God is there with you all the way, and He's got America in the palm of His hands. He does. And let me just share this real quickly before we pray for you. Pray for everybody, actually. Whatever you're going through in life, God's got you. And right now, I use the example like I used, if you got a chance to see it on my Facebook page, I encourage you to look it on there. I use the example of the lighthouse. Maybe your lighthouse is off. Flick that switch back on. Oh, see, yeah, easy for you to say. No, not really. I have good days, bad days. But when I get up in the morning, the first thing I think of is, Lord, thank you for life. Thank you for giving me a great day that I got ahead. I don't know what's ahead of me today, but I know that you've got me. And if I fall, you're going to pick me up. If you're a believer and you believe like I believe, by faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, then you know everything's going to be okay. We don't have to worry. And when the enemy is putting daggers in us, in the norm, it's okay if we get discouraged. But know this, that God has you. He has me. He has everybody. And for the non-believers out there, let me say this. If you don't know Jesus Christ as personal Savior, now's the time to know Him. Call me. Text me. Email me. Give you two numbers, or a number and email. First one I'm going to go ahead and do is give you my number, 1-800-978-9735. Again, one more time, 1-800-978-9735. Don't be shy. Don't be bashful. If God is tugging at your heart, if that Holy Spirit is tugging at your heart, obey and listen to Him before it's too late. Or email me. morningsbrew@gmail.com. I can help you. I got prayer partners that can help you. Any of us can help you, even if it isn't me. You got neighbor friends that are Christians that know Christ. We'd love to show you the way. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for a wonderful Sunday. Father God, I just pray that everything goes well for us today. Father, be with everybody. We got so much going on, and we do pray for this virus that they find a vaccine, and people are still dying from this virus, dear God, and we don't have the answers, but we know that you do, and I just pray that you comfort the ones that have lost people to COVID-19. And I also pray, God, the ones that are infected, may infections be gone, may they be uplifted, people that catch this infection, may you just touch and heal them too as well. Oh God, we need you. We need you. We need you every day, and we know you're here, and this is your world, and we know you've got great and marvelous things for us. Take care of us. Let us have a great week on a jump starting on a Sunday, for we ask it in your precious name. Amen. Well, I'm not going to do any closeout music on Sunday morning praise, but I just want to tell you, this is CA, your Christian on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Remember, the sun does rise on the other side, and I want you to enjoy life, L-I-F-E. Please stay hydrated and take care of yourself. We'll catch you later this week. Bye for now.